Janae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
It is a learning process each and every day. But all we're trying to do is just get a little bit better. Janae and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and Sirius XM Channel 80. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests are going to join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Jeff Darlington, our ESPN NFL insider, coming up in this hour. We'll also get Chinee Agumake, who is going to be a guest on the show that she co-hosts because it is game day for the Los Angeles Sparks. They're getting ready to play the Dallas Wings later tonight, a night after 144, the ESPN Films documentary with the WNBA premiered last night that our very own Chinee Agumake was the executive producer of. And Katie, it just seems like between her kind of having to do both of these jobs, all three of these jobs at once, and you covering right now ACC softball and making your way over to the show, we seem to find people with versatile skill sets around here. So Katie George, kind enough to join us today. We appreciate you, friend.
I think they know to sit across from you, they need somebody who's versatile so that they can handle whatever you throw at them, like animals fighting mongooses and king cobras. I think we covered that, as well as pancakes and waffles. You're just such a unique character, Mike. They need somebody versatile to sit by your side.
You say they need someone who's used to putting up with a lot so that they're used to now getting used to putting up with my you-know-what. But either way, it works out. We all get to the same point. So excited to talk to Chinee when she gets back on here. Excited to sit with Katie George for the next couple hours on the show here. And Katie, before we get to some calls, because we've got Hall of Fame enshrinement coming up in the NBA this weekend for a great cast. We've been asking for people's calls, 888-729-3776, of Hall of Fame NBA moments that they want celebrated. As we head to this weekend, we do have to stick with what we've talked about a lot today, the play-in tournament. And I want to bring this up in light of something we saw happen just the other night. Udonis Haslem got his only 3 minutes of playing time in this NBA season. And in those 3 minutes, he managed to, in a game against the 76ers, get into enough of an altercation with Dwight Howard, their big man, to get himself ejected within 3 minutes of his only appearance in the 2021 NBA season. And he is someone who, in a trial by combat situation, if you're looking for a champion to go out there and work, he would be the pick for a lot of people. Like, just take a listen to the way that his teammates, himself, and others talked about this Udonis Haslem ejection last night in the association.
I was like, yo, this mother crazy. But it was like, I was like, UD, you can't get tossed in your first 4 minutes, bro. Like, how long was he in the game? Four minutes? Three minutes and you get tossed. I said, OG, you taught me a lot, but you ain't never teach me to get tossed in 3 minutes. Like, that is something you've always been like, it was kind of like a big brother moment, but I got to be big bro at that time.
That's my favorite moment of the season so far. Just excessive passion, competitiveness, and anger. Just love it, and that's why we roll with UD.
I love confrontation, altercation, all of that good stuff. I feed off of it, we feed off of it. I encourage it.
If this is the last one, I finish it the only way Udonis Haslem could, with an ejection.
Chinee Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. So you heard Bam Adebayo, you heard Eric Spoelstra, you heard Jimmy Butler, and of course you heard from the man speaking about himself in the third person there. And Katie, that is the kind of energy you need for a champion who's going to step forward and have your back and be the one you can rely on in these situations. So if I were to give you a choice, maybe not Udonis Haslem, because we don't know necessarily how that's going to work out, and because the Miami Heat look like they're going to be able to skate this play-in tournament, but as we get to the play-in tournament, if I got to ask you to walk in and you are buying one player, an individual player, to say, I want that guy representing me and my livelihood going into this play-in tournament, either Eastern or Western Conference, who are you looking at? Who do you want for a champion?
Well, I'm buying Steph Curry because they are going to be in the play-in tournament, and I'll get to that in a second, because just hearing Udonis speak in the third person, in my head, as I watched that unfold, it felt like a play in three acts, did it not? Like, he's a 40-year-old man, kind of viewed as a coach now for the Heat. He gets his chance to go out on the court. So that's act one, right? Standing ovation, fans are excited for him. Then he actually plays well in act two. 4 points, one rebound. Looks like he's actually getting things into gear. Act three, you know, the climax of it, you know, gets ejected in 3 minutes. Stunning fashion. But I appreciate the fact that his teammates loved it. But if I'm buying somebody for the play-in tournament, Gojo, it's got to be Steph Curry. I mean, right now he's averaging 31.8 points per game. I mean, we've talked about this on this show, on all shows, just how unbelievable he has been for the Warriors as of late. You know, he's about to clinch the scoring title right now, you know, with Bradley Beal sidelined with a hamstring strain. You know, there's a chance that he's not really contested. He needs 42 points, I believe, and then he's clinched that scoring title. And just in 10 instances has he scored less than 21 points this season. So if he can rack up 21 or more in both of these two final games of the regular season, he's going to claim that scoring title. I just think he's so much fun to watch. Now, I don't know if the Warriors will be able to get out of the play-in tournament if they face the Lakers at 7, but there also is a chance, you know, right now they're tied with the Grizzlies. They could fall into that 8th seed and face the Spurs, which I think they could absolutely handle themselves. So I'm buying Steph Curry. Who do you got?
Steph Curry stock seems like it's very potent, and even where he's at, you'd think he was more like blue chip stock, but it seems like there is a lot of growth because you're right. He's a guy who has finally, I think, been unshackled by what the rest of this offense usually required. Freedom of movement, ball sharing. We're getting like the purest concentrated form of Steph Curry. There's a part of me that'd be willing to go Anthony Davis if we're looking in the play-in tournament, just because we got him back and he got a little taste of what life used to be like for him in New Orleans. Going out, being the singular force on the court, LeBron James still sidelined. And even with LeBron working behind the scenes, coming back, he's still going to be probing. That thing we always see from him early in the playoff runs, him trying to probe and find a way. Now, play-in tournament might up the sense of urgency some, but to me, Katie, that says you would rely more on someone who's got their legs under them. And that, compared in these two, is going to be Anthony Davis on that Lakers team that's going to need, especially in a matchup against a team like Golden State, if that's who they end up facing, a big advantage on the interior where Anthony Davis could go to work. So I feel like our two champions going head-to-head, albeit size-wise, kind of a tough comparison here, would be a great matchup and one the NBA would sign off on in a heartbeat.
You don't want to see Steph Curry posting up against AD?
I think it might be a little bit like that conversation we were having about which size dog a human was going to fight earlier, what constitutes a big dog or a medium-sized dog. So we've got those at Mike Golic Jr., at Katie_George05 on Twitter. Which one player are you rocking with heading in to this NBA play-in tournament that we're getting right now, heading out of the bubble for the first time and getting a play-in tournament in this 2021 season? But we also want to hear from you on the Goodyear Hotline, 888-729-3776. 888-SAY-ESPN, about the NBA moment you want enshrined in the Hall of Fame. Let's go to Brad in Des Moines, Iowa. Brad, you're on Chinnan Golic Jr. What's going on, man? Brad, you got us? All right, it appears we lost Brad on here. We're going to try Jeremy in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Jeremy, you're on Chinnan Golic Jr. here. Which Hall of Fame moment are you looking to enshrine?
Well, hey, guys, I only have one NBA moment in my whole life, and it's with Tim Duncan, actually, and it's an off-court one, so it's actually kind of funny. I am not a big NBA fan. Was actually friends of a friend of his. They were athletes together at Wake Forest. So Tim's coming to town. Back then it was called the Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia. We go up, sit in the suite he paid for us. I spend the whole game in the back watching the Flyers game, drinking Tim's beer and food that he provided for us. After the game, he comes to meet us to talk to his buddy, and he had gotten an injury during the game and had a nick on his cheek. I forget which cheek it was, and you could tell he got hit. And I'm sitting there talking to him, getting introduced, and saying, "Hey, man, what happened to your face?" Obviously, I wasn't watching the game. My friend starts dogpiling on me and asking Tim to ask me questions. What was the final score? What was all that? So Tim just kind of jumped on me and you know, was really a fun guy. It was a great time to meet him. The only time I've ever met an NBA player, the only NBA game I've ever been to, but a good guy and a lot of fun.
We appreciate the call. Katie, I have to love this. I don't know if I could love this story anymore. A guy who got to watch an NBA game in a box and instead chose to watch a hockey game in the back and apparently got to see personality from Tim Duncan in that entire experience. Seems like the weirdest Mad Lib on earth.
Yeah, just the fact that he got personality out of Tim Duncan, who obviously runs from the media any chance he gets, I would say he's got one up on us at this point.
You can get a hold of us here, 888-729-3776. Janae and Golic Jr. is brought to you by Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven. We'll take more of those calls, but coming up next, we want to go from looking at play-in tournament champions to rookie quarterbacks in the NFL. Which QB is going to be in the best position to make things happen this upcoming fall? We'll answer that question next here. Janae and Golic Jr., Mike Golic Jr., and Katie George hanging out on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Janae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
Janae and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. We'll be talking to Jeff Darlington, our ESPN NFL insider, in about 10 minutes here. Mike Golic Jr., Katie George, filling in for Janae Agumake as it is game day for the Los Angeles Sparks. They get ready to take on the Dallas Wings later tonight. We'll talk to Janae in a little bit as well. But, Katie, we've spent so much time talking about the play-in tournament. We've spent so much time talking about the NBA enshrinement coming up this weekend that we thought we'd mix in a little bit of football here because we got the schedule release that came out the other day. We've got a bunch of rookie quarterbacks who have very interesting early season matchups, potentially, but then we realized we're not even sure how many of them are going to see the field. And so we thought we'd get into a little bit, try to answer some of the questions about our favorite young players, players that, you know, I've covered working in college football. We know you've covered, doing a great job as a reporter for the ACC Network as well. And we do that around here in a segment called One and Done.
So much to say.
Are you good? Like, do you need a minute to breathe? Do you need some water?
So little time.
I'm trying to balance a lot right now.
One and Done.
And One and Done is brought to you by 303 Products, premium protectants and cleaners. Keep your car looking like new longer. So, Katie, this was Lewis Riddick, ESPN NFL analyst, on NFL Live yesterday talking about outside of the obvious. We know Trevor Lawrence is going to start. We know Zach Wilson is going to start in New York. But here's what Lewis Riddick said about the rookie quarterback he thinks has the best chance to start after those two.
I'm going to go with Justin Fields week 5 for the Chicago Bears out there in Vegas on the road simply because this. I just think the difference between him and Andy Dalton is so great that as soon as Matt Nagy can get him up to speed from a mental standpoint and get him comfortable to the point where he can execute enough of the offense, protect himself, and give them the best chance to win, he'll put him in there. And I just think that the disparity is just going to be too great. The gulf is going to be too wide in order for him to ignore it, you know, much past the first quarter of the season, and you'll see number one in there.
So, Katie, there you have it. He goes Justin Fields, but in week 5 of the rookie quarterbacks we mentioned, outside of the obvious two, which one do you think finds their way onto the field the earliest?
I kind of hate saying this because I really hope Cam Newton comes out and does a much better job in year 2 with Bill Belichick. You know, he had a lot of ups and downs. He got COVID midway through the season a season ago and never really got right after that. So I'm hopeful that year 2 with the Patriots is different for him. Having said that, I think Mac Jones is in a position to have an early impact with the Patriots. You know, we went through this draft process and we heard everything under the sun about these 5 quarterbacks. And yes, I think Justin Fields is going to be out on the field out of necessity for the Chicago Bears early. I just think Mac Jones is going to be ready more so than some of these other QBs other than Trevor Lawrence and Zach Wilson, because those are the guys on those two rosters. I think Mac Jones, from an intelligence standpoint, is something that is always touted. I remember when he went to the Senior Bowl, all of the coaches there were so impressed with the fact that he was able to pick up the offense as quickly as he did. We always talk about Alabama's offense, how it's pro style. I think that we're going to see a seamless transition from Mac Jones from Alabama to the New England Patriots offense. And I think because of that, you know, everybody said he's ready. He's ready for the NFL. Obviously, Bill Belichick had no qualms about it. He was his guy. He didn't trade up for Justin Fields. He fell to him, and we saw how quickly he made the pick. It took about 3 seconds before the pick was in. I think that they love Mac Jones, and because he's going to be ready, I think we see him make an early impact.
It took him about 3 seconds to make the pick, but it took Mac Jones maybe even less time to power walk up to the stage at the NFL draft. We all remember that moment far too well. Janae and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance, protecting your business with specialized coverages for your commercial vehicles. More at ProgressiveCommercial.com. And Katie, I agree. I think Mac Jones could see the field very early in this NFL season, but I still think I have to go with Lewis's answer, although I think I disagree on the week. He said week five when you get the Chicago Bears in Monday Night Football. I wouldn't be surprised if we see him week one, Katie. Chicago at Los Angeles. I know it's big bad Aaron Donald, who last time we saw him on a field with someone making their debut in Alex Smith. We were all holding our breath last year with his first game back in a Washington Football Team uniform. But I just think that with the position the Bears are going to be in, desperation in that front office, desperation in that coaching staff, they're going to need as much time on the field with this quarterback, getting reps in to get him up to speed, because he's their saving grace. He's their only hope. This has to be not only a team that shows, yeah, we can do this with Justin Fields, Matt Nagy, I can meet him halfway and make him a great quarterback, but they've also got to do some winning, Katie. Like, I wouldn't surprise me if the Bears need to make the playoffs in order for Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace to keep their jobs.
Neither of us chose Trey Lance. Why do you think that is? Do you feel like he has the biggest learning curve?
Katie, I think it's twofold. I think it might be learning curve, but I also think it might be just a lack of necessity out there. Kyle Shanahan, the clock hasn't started on his job, even though he's picked this quarterback. And we know Jimmy Garoppolo, when healthy, has been a quarterback that can win them games in the meantime. So they might have the luxury. I know the Mahomes trail of entering the NFL landscape isn't one that tends to be used over and over, work out for a lot of people, but they might be in the best spot. Katie, do you think he should be seeing the field earlier than that?
I don't think so, because of the point that you just brought up. And Jimmy Garoppolo, although he has struggled as of late and hasn't been able to stay healthy, he took the 49ers to a Super Bowl two seasons ago. That wasn't a long time ago, or a couple seasons ago. That wasn't far off. So I think for somebody like Trey Lance, it's the perfect situation to be able to go in, sit behind Jimmy Garoppolo, learn from him. And that's kind of what you hope for all of these guys. I know it's not going to be the reality, because they are going to have to throw them out there because wins are needed. But I wish for a Justin Fields, he could sit, have a little bit of time to learn the offense before he's thrown to the wolves too soon. And then obviously, if he can't produce wins, he's going to have to answer to the Chicago Bears fans. I just hope that some of these guys get the time that they need to be successful in those moments when their number is called.
It would be nice, because we finally started to see an NFL meet quarterbacks halfway, do some more of the things we've seen, make them successful in the college game instead of always trying to jam square pegs into round holes. So, going to be a fun class to watch. Five first-rounders and a host of other quarterbacks that could still make their presence felt during the course of this season. But coming up next, we've seen the NFL offseason already be a tumultuous one. The NFLPA, the league, having disagreements about when and how much players should be in the building, and it all leads to that 17-game regular season we're seeing implemented this fall. How much should we expect to see some form of load management, and how much has started already? We'll get to that after this word from Indeed. Now, the reasons to find your next hire with Indeed are starting to add up. Just look at the numbers. Instant Match searches millions of resumes in Indeed's database to deliver candidates whose resumes fit your job description. They have 135 skills tests that go beyond the resume to help you find the right candidates even faster. And according to Talent Nest, Indeed delivers four times more hires than all the other job sites combined. So if you want to multiply your employees and subtract the hassling of finding them, visit Indeed.com/credit. Jeff Darlington joins us next here on ESPN. Chiné Angola Jr. on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Chiné Angola Jr., the podcast.
Big news from the New York Yankees. Why things might seem like they're not going the right way may actually be proof of things working the way that they are supposed to. Chiné Angola Jr. here on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Mike Golick Jr., Katie George, kind enough to fill in for Chiné Agwuemeke today. You can catch her as a part of Best Week Ever with Peter Burns Sunday mornings on ESPN Radio, as well as hosting and doing all sorts of great reporting across the ACC network and here at ESPN. And we are delighted to be joined now by another one of our good friends, ESPN NFL insider Jeff Darlington joins us on the Goodyear Hotline. And Jeff, we've been talking so much hoops lately, it feels like this might be just osmosis happening and coming over from there. But with 17 games lined up for the upcoming NFL season, load management has started to be the term getting thrown around some. From people you've talked to, from players or folks inside the league, do you think this is something that they're actually going to have to actively manage now with the addition of the 17th game?
That's an interesting question. I don't think so. I don't think the added game does that. I mean, if it were to eventually get to an 18-game season, maybe that happens. But, like, I have a tough time thinking that a quarterback, I mean, some of these veteran players maybe would be willing to do it, but some of these key players, I just don't think that they're going to sit, because we're still only talking about a small, you know, it's not like the NBA where you've got way more games. Like, we're still talking about 17 games. So I just think that the games are still too monumental, too important at this point to think that guys are going to take full weeks off.
Jeff, as it pertains to the here and now, we're hearing back and forth between players and their teams as to how to go about voluntary workouts and OTAs. And it feels like every team is kind of navigating this differently and doing their own thing. Do you think it's conducive for teams to handle it in their own way? Or is the league eventually going to have to come in and say, okay, we hear you, we understand where you're coming from, now let's mandate the same thing for everyone across the board?
Yeah, probably. I mean, last year it was such different territory, too, because, you know, different states had different mandates in terms of how to deal with COVID. But I know from talking to players, like, they view it as, like, you know, everything was fine last year. It didn't really create, like, a drop in quality of play early on. So a lot of these guys are kind of saying, like, why don't we just do the virtual thing anyway? I was talking to one player who kind of pointed out that, like, when they were putting out statements that players weren't going to report to voluntary workouts, this player was frustrated because he was like, I don't want people to mention COVID in there as the reason. Like, that just feels like the reason is because last year we did it.
Oh, it appears we might have lost Jeff Darlington there. We will try and get him back as Chenan Gold Jr. is brought to you by Napa. Whether it's next day delivery or getting involved in their local communities, Napa goes above and beyond to serve you because their motor never quits. That's Napa know-how. Jeff, you back with us yet?
I'm here. You here? You hear me? Did I lose you? Are we
Jeff, be honest with me right now. Are you on the golf course?
No, I'm not on the golf course. I just finished NFL Live. Otherwise, I would be.
All right, listen, I just wanted to make abundantly clear, I've seen a lot of the pictures that you've posted lately, and I know you're a guy that's no stranger to links.
You have to be very careful about that goal. Like, I realize I have to be careful about what I post, because you don't want to be perceived as being, you know, too leisurely, you know?
Well, you know what, Jeff? I'm glad you mentioned what you post, because I wanted to ask you about a tweet I saw of yours in particular. If any of you guys aren't following Jeff Darlington on Twitter, you're making a mistake. At Jeff Darlington does a great job as one of our insiders. But you quote tweeted this the other day talking about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers talking about Tom Brady saying if he wants to play till he's 50, he can play till he's 50. And you said this is a masterclass of handling a legend who's still getting it done. Ride the wave, make the QB happy, and trust that he'll be more than likely to step aside on his own when the time is right without unnecessary urging from management. Is this the not-so-subtle shade towards the Green Bay front office and what we've seen from the Packers and Aaron Rodgers, Jeff?
Yeah, a little bit. It's also not-so-subtle shade to the Patriots and the way they handled Tom Brady. I mean, I think that, like, but more so the Packers. Let's start there. I think that one of the things that these teams do is they get in their own way with it. What Jason Light is doing with Tom Brady is basically saying, like, yeah, he can play until he's 100 years old. Does Jason Light really think that's going to happen? No, of course not. But you at least, like, let the player feel that love, and then the player's likely to kind of step aside at the right time. So while, yes, it is somewhat subtle shade, not so subtle shade toward the Packers, it's more just a, I don't know, I just don't understand why more teams can't just, like, check the ego out the door, make their legendary quarterback feel right about where they are, and ultimately trust that it's all going to work out. Sometimes I just think these teams create problems that you know, that they don't need to.
Yeah, for sure. And speaking of creating problems, Gojo and I were having a debate earlier on in the show about our rookie QBs that are reporting now, going through their first couple of practices. Jeff, for you, Trevor Lawrence off the table, Zach Wilson off the table. Of the three remaining who went in the first round, who do you think has the best chance of winning the starting job early on in the season?
Oh, that's a really good question. Because, you know, like Trey Lance is, you know, at number three, feels like the obvious choice, but maybe not with Jimmy G there. I feel like, so we're saying Justin Fields and Zach Wilson and Trevor Lawrence will? Or are we saying, or is Justin Fields included in that or not?
Justin's included
in that. Justin Fields. Yeah, Justin's included, and so is Mac Jones.
Mm-hmm. So I think I'm going to go with Justin because I just think that Ryan Pace, the GM of the Bears, and Matt Nagy, the head coach, are both in a situation where they're both kind of on the pretty hot seat right now where, like, they got to see this guy. They got to get him out there. And I don't necessarily know that they feel like they have that much vested in Andy Dalton. To me, it feels a little bit like when the Seahawks signed Matt Flynn back in the day and then drafted Russell Wilson in the third round. Russ got out to training camp. Flynn was supposed to be the starter, and then everybody's like, oh, wait, this is our guy. This is who's going to play. Now, Russell Wilson's one of the greats, so Justin Fields has to prove worthy of that, but I think he has every opportunity to wind up on the field week one for the Bears.
I completely agree with you, Jeff. I think that's also going to be a franchise that's desperate enough to need to get him on the field early and often in that season to prove that they're worth sticking around here. But again, everyone, make sure you follow him on Twitter at Jeff Darlington for more great insight like that and just a little sprinkle of shade in the equation as well. And pictures from the golf course, even though we won't lump you in and we won't make any assumptions about you based off those pictures. Jeff, we appreciate you, buddy. We'll talk to you soon. All right, man.
Thanks, bud.
Thanks, Jeff.
Jeff Darlington, our ESPN NFL insider, kind enough to join us, not from the golf course, because we don't want everyone thinking that he's just out here golfing all the time. Not that there's anything wrong with that, and not like I didn't come from the golf course this morning. But coming up next, we're going to head to New York because the Yankees have a bit of an issue. COVID-19 is not something that we are done with yet completely in the world of sports, but what's happened with the Bronx Bombers may actually be a sign that things are getting closer to normal than we would have thought. We'll get to that next here. Chanay and Golic Jr., Mike Golic Jr., and Katie George here on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Chanay and Golic Jr., the podcast.
Chanay and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. And as we get back to and get ready to get back to the NBA postseason, get ready to get started, the play-in tournament, we know we get to talk to Josiah Johnson, one of our great friends, at King Josiah on Twitter, in a little bit, as you guys all know him. Mike Golic Jr., the ACC Network's very own Katie George, who is coming to us live from Louisville after some ACC softball tournament coverage here. And Katie, I don't know about you. Like, before we came on this show, our producer can attest to it. I'm calling. I'm doing our pre-show meeting from the golf course. I'm out here baking in the sun all day. You actually had to work, though, covering softball in the sun this entire afternoon, this entire last couple of days. So how are you feeling right now? Are we good? Are we hydrated towards the finish line of the show? What's going on?
Yeah, I've got plenty of water, feeling good. You've kept me entertained for the last hour and 45 minutes, so you better finish strong, buddy. We've got an hour and 15 left. That's what I expect from you.
All right, we got an hour and 15 left here. We're going to bring in the reinforcements. Chanay is going to come back, who, let's be honest, you would rather talk to anyway, so we're going to bring her in here and keep trying to accommodate you as you've been kind enough to give us some time today. In the meantime, though, we do have to touch on something in the world of Major League Baseball. And this Major League Baseball weekend preview is brought to you by Credit Karma. Visit creditkarma.com/winmoney to open your free account and start winning instant karma. Credit Karma money, progress starts here. And with the New York Yankees, the news on the surface is not great. Listen, we don't want anyone to have to deal with the COVID-19 virus. But we've had the Yankees now with 8 confirmed cases of COVID-19 this week. And Gleyber Torres, it was just announced, became the first player to test positive over that stretch. The previous 7 cases have been among Yankees coaching and support staffs, including their pitching coach Matt Blake, third base coach Phil Nevin, and first base coach Reggie Willits. Now, the one thing, Katie, as we look at this, is a good reminder that we're not out of the woods on this. Everyone needs to continue to stay safe, and these sports teams and leagues have a lot of things in place to make sure that that happens. But we also look at all these cases, and with the exception of, I believe, one, everyone else involved was asymptomatic. Every one of the players involved, the coaches involved, and the player in Gleyber Torres was vaccinated. And therefore, in a lot of cases, we're not experiencing the symptoms. Here was Aaron Boone, the Yankees manager, at their press conference, asking if he was concerned about the influx of COVID cases.
We've been concerned every day. I guess there is still concern. I think the one positive right now for us is that today was the first day of no new cases, so all saliva tests from yesterday that have come back in today, we're all negative, and that's the first day that that's happened. I hope is good news and hopefully means we're moving in the right direction. Certainly we won't know that for sure, obviously. We will get some PCR testing back later this evening as well, and then obviously more saliva test results tomorrow, where hopefully we continue to have no new positives and start to move in the right direction and out of this.
Katie, we've seen, and both of us cover a lot of college sports and a lot of athletics. We've watched the way that this virus has affected teams over the course of this entire year. How concerned are you seeing this pop up for the Yankees now, what feels like this late in the game?
Well, it was interesting because it was so many so quickly, right? And it's great to hear Aaron Boone say as of Thursday they had no new positive cases, so it was contained to 8 at this point. But you often worry, okay, if they're vaccinated, you know, how are they getting this new variant and testing positive? But I thought what Brian Cashman, the general manager of the Yankees, had to say was really important, and maybe something as fans, as just, you know, citizens in the States that we're not educated on is, you know, yes, if you're vaccinated, it definitely limits your exposure and possibility of you getting the virus, but it just limits all of the symptoms that you would possibly present if you hadn't gotten the vaccine. And so that's where I think that it's a positive when you look at this story. Yes, eight positive tests is not great, and you certainly don't want to see it happen, but only one of those 8 individuals presented symptoms. The other 7 were completely asymptomatic and didn't even know that they had COVID-19. Now, as it pertains to Torres, what I find interesting is he tested positive for COVID in the last season. So within this same year, gets vaccinated by Johnson & Johnson, and then here he is testing positive again. So he's an individual case study in and of itself because he's tested positive now for COVID-19 on 2 different occasions. But he says he's feeling fine, asymptomatic. He continues to test positive because between MLB and the MLBPA, you can test out of that 10-day isolation period if you're presenting negative test results. But for Torres right now, he's not doing so. But I think it's important what Cashman said. They were asymptomatic for the most part, which means the vaccine is working. They didn't have all of these symptoms, loss of taste, loss of smell, chills, headaches, severe fatigue. So that's in and of itself a good sign, I think, Gojo.
Janan Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio, Mike Golic Jr. and Katie George. And I'm with you, Katie. I think this is a reminder on a couple of fronts because we know sports has had to change and adjust as the vaccine is rolled out. The Yankees are above the 85% vaccination threshold that's allowed them mm-hmm. to relax some of the protocol with their travel party, with the players that they're going along with. But as you mentioned, and I'll read directly the quote from Brian Cashman because I think this is really encouraging to see people understanding the message. He said, quote, "When you read the fine print, they tell you you could still get COVID and the vaccine is to protect you from the symptoms, either to eliminate them altogether or protect you. It's not full protection, but the one thing I take from this is I believe the vaccine is working. We can take great comfort, thankfully, that all who were vaccinated with the Johnson & Johnson provided from 2 different states, one batch from New York and the other batch in Florida at various different times, one in March versus obviously earlier in April. We believe it's protected us from obviously something severe or something much more difficult to be handling than we currently are." So while it's still less than ideal, and you mentioned we'd love to get this down to absolute zero, it's a good reminder. Sports has so often had to serve as this reminder to the rest of us in real life that it's never going to be a clean break from dealing with this to not, and that moments like this are a reminder priority-wise of where we're going to be at in all of this.
No, absolutely. And this comes, you know, right on the hinge of the CDC saying, hey, if you're fully vaccinated, you've received your 2 shots, your 1 shot from Johnson & Johnson, you know, now indoor or outdoor, you can get rid of the mask, which I think, you know, as human beings, we're all excited for. Now, obviously, individual states can say differently depending on their positive cases at this point or the percentage of population that's vaccinated. But I know here in Kentucky, we just followed the CDC guidelines. And so people who are vaccinated no longer have to wear the mask, which is a great sign as well.
It is a great sign as well. It's also unfortunate because people are going to have to remember what the middle of my face looks like. And that has been a great advantage to me over the course of this pandemic. Coming up next, though, we've talked about an advantage for one team in the NBA that may be sitting out tonight. What does that mean as we head toward the play-in tournament next on ESPN Radio?
Thanks for listening to Janae and Golic Jr. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can hear the show live weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, and wherever you stream your audio.